There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. This is Education Matters.
Education Matters.
On Drive Live.
Now, the University of Manchester Middle East Centre is hosting free MBA masterclasses. You did hear that right, free MBA masterclasses, Abu Dhabi and Dubai. We're going to be talking today to two recent MBA candidates, alumnus of the program. Mutassim Mortaz is here. He's also a business partner at Innovest ME. Mutassim, it's good to have you here.
Pleasure.
Nice to meet you. And also, current student Rami Al-Gamal is with us. Rami is a senior projects manager at Amana Steel Buildings. Rami, good to meet you as well.
Pleasure, mate.
Thanks for coming in, both of you. I'm going to hand over to NLT with the first question here because she's burning to ask you something.
Sounds very polite.
Yes.
I just wondered, basically, you've got different experience and backgrounds. What made you both decide to do an MBA in the first instance? If we could start with you, Rami.
Actually, I've been in the construction business for the past 15 years. So going to the MBA is the way to widen my horizon, I can call it, to how to look into the business from others' eyes, from other aspects of the business and the market. So it's really added value, especially when you are exposed to the other students with you and to the professors and the team of the education. It gives you wider vision to the business market in general.
And Mutassim, what was the decision-making process or thought process for you in taking on the course itself?
One of the things that's mainly I was thinking, it was a crossroad for me because I was moving from corporate into starting an entrepreneurial business with my business partner and Innovest. So for me, it was very important that the courses itself would not just give me a flavor of what's the real life in through the practical example, but the second important part also, it gives this sort of international experience or exposure through the program itself.
And what difference has it made? What have you noticed changing since you've done the course?
I changed my career. I moved from corporate into an own business, and I've been there 5 years almost now, and we're still breathing, we're still up and running. It has its challenges, but let me put it this way, at least doing an MBA, it gave me a glimpse of what will we see, and most important is it also gave me a glimpse of how can I seek information. I mean, every day you would have something new that's happening, and just knowing how can you pull the data out from the wide sort of sources that are available is a skill in its own.
Well, we'll look in a little bit more detail about what it's done for you when you, because you moved from multinationals to your own thing.
That's correct.
Didn't you? So a real corporate role to doing it yourself. We'll delve deeper into that in a second, but let's go back to Rami for a moment. You've just started the course, or you're a current student of the course, I should say. But what's it done for you so far? Where do you think it's helped you?
Actually, I've been a year now on the course.
Right,
it's
okay.
My second year. Okay. As initial implementation to the learnings, it started reflecting actually in what I'm doing.
Okay.
Like as example, we are managing now a project. It's called Omega DC for Landmark Group. It's one of the biggest fully automated warehouses worldwide. So when we started implementing the learnings from the operations management and the strategy management on the job itself, as example, and it's clear example, you have seen a lot of improvement in the process and how the resources has improved and the productivity on the job, which really reflects that you are getting something out of the May on instant. So on the long run, for sure, it will help looking at the business overall.
Is that because you're doing the course and you're actively involved in the course and you're trying to apply it? And this is not an excuse, don't get me wrong. Or is it a genuine, well, I can see a more streamlined way of doing it? Or is it perhaps because it's front of mind at the moment?
It's a mix of both, like, you know, okay. We are doing the course to improve ourselves.
Yeah.
And to improve the business in general. At the time being, I'm seeking to go up in my company. Okay, mm-hmm. So you need to start improving the company itself and adding value to the company with what I'm learning. So that's when many of the assignments we do, it's real practical assignments reflecting our work and experience on that.
So you're both selling this course very well. You're saying it's made a lot of positive changes in your life. But realistically, you work full time and you think, okay, I want to do an MBA. But it's a big undertaking. It's not something simple, straightforward. It's time consuming. It costs money. You have other responsibilities as well. How have you managed to cram everything in?
Let me put it this way. It's not an easy thing. I mean, you would change. You will have to have a mind shift for yourself, but also the people that are supporting you. I mean, be it the family, be it your friends, because there are lots of things that unfortunately would have to let go in order to be able to complete your MBA. But again, like anything in life, anything that has a priority in your life, you would find the time for it and resources to push through. Was it an easy 2 or 3 years? No. Was it worth it? I would say it was worth it for several reasons. One is, yes, you get the experience and you get the knowledge, but more important than this is you experience also your own potentials. I mean, until now, I was still thinking of, I graduated 3 years ago. I'm still thinking, how was I able to fit the time of studying and the exams and the workshops with all this busy schedule, as you said, working full-time job, and I have my wife and 2 kids.
So, we see, this is the thing, you've got family commitments, you've already had the work commitments back in those days. You've kind of traded off the commitments, I suppose, in some areas of having to do the course and replacing that with starting your own companies. There's a great responsibility in that. But it's a little bit like the other day, we were talking about having kids, how do you find the money to send them to school? Different argument, but kind of similar. You just do find the time somehow, don't you? And I suppose if you're learning... you're on an MBA path, you're learning to streamline, you're learning to be more accurate in how you process information, you're streamlining everything, you kind of make up.
And I think one of the things also you learn that is important is how to say no. I mean, before going to the MBA, I used to say yes for everything. Let's go out, yes. Let's do this, yes. Let's have this, yes. But when you started your MBA, because you have other commitments, you start in a decent way learning how to say no. Unfortunately, I have to pass on this today because I have such a commitments here or there.
That's hard.
Yeah,
it's mostly no all the time while you're doing.
I have a big fear of missing out, so that would be very difficult for me to turn down invites to do things. But Remy, I mean, you're partway through the course. You've done a year already. How are you finding juggling everything?
It needs commitment, as Mu'tasim said. You need to say no to most of the stuff. Most of my weekends I spend them studying, okay, especially in construction field. We don't have the luxury of extra free time. We finish work late. It's a hectic job. So you end up having to study for 3-4 hours after finishing your job every day. So by 11 o'clock at night, you are, khalas, that's it. You cannot go anymore.
So you must be a lot of fun to be around at the moment.
My friends actually don't like me that much nowadays.
Are you married? Have you got...
No, I'm single.
You're single. Okay, yeah. So that are small mercies, I suppose. Yeah. But it doesn't make it any easier, does it? You, in some ways, have to adjust... You need to adjust in a different way because your mindset is very much that of a single man. You can work long hours, you can get away with that, but you then have to adjust. You have to really apply yourself and make you do it. You don't have a support network of wife and perhaps children who are maybe in the corner supporting you.
Exactly.
It's down to you.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Was that tough
to have the just personal commitment to stick to it? It's not easy at all.
Self-discipline. Yeah, self-discipline is really important.
Is that the key to doing an MBA?
Yeah, I think one of the key things is self-discipline and just making sure that your promise to yourself is finished. I mean, if you say, today I'm going to finish such a course or finish such a chapter, you need to do it. Tomorrow it's going to just simply cramp everything else and you're not going to be able to finish it. So it pushes in the self-discipline and your persistence.
So don't tell yourself I'll get up early in the morning because you never will.
You will never do it.
Yeah, because I know I wouldn't. We've got questions in, actually. We'll come to Ronan's question in particular in a few moments. Get your thoughts on that. But if you have a question for either of our two guests who are either recent MBA graduates or on the course at the moment and you're leaning in that direction yourself, driving along, maybe sat there thinking, well, I don't know, I've been thinking about that for a while.
I don't mind giving up my life for a couple of years and working hard and being no fun anymore.
with the ultimate goal of bettering yourself, NLT, get in touch with us on 4001. Let me come back to you, Mu'tasim. I said we'd come back to you about how this has helped your approach from an entrepreneurial perspective. I mean, go into some detail, if you would, of how much of a difference it has made. You come from a corporate background. You've moved into doing your own thing. What did the MBA do?
During my corporate years, I was so much specialized in marketing and sales, and the overall commercial background was not of a very high interest for me.
Right.
Be it, for example, looking at financials, looking at P&L, looking at overall human resources structures of team, all this was not in the mind. When I started my MBA, I had the eye of looking at these fields and getting a bit more information on it. One of the things is it was a taster, if you want to say. It just simply opened my eyes in the topic. It directed me on what to look at afterwards, and then eventually it helped me with my business, because again, when you're having a business, you just simply work as everything. You're the joker in the business. You have to understand finance. You have to understand production. You have to understand legal aspects. Everything there, you have to somehow understand it, or at least get the basic of where can I get the information from? Who should I tap into if I needed a certain information?
You have to become jack of all trades.
Yes. It's interesting, let me put it this way, because again, it opens your horizon on things that you never would imagine that is there in the real world. So it really pushes through your interpersonal skills, it pushes through your attitude, so you dig deep and you find there are lots of things inside you that you never used before, and you start exploring it more and more.
And you mentioned there was part of having a taste of certain subjects and elements that helped you push further. There are masterclasses on offer, and we'll talk about that a bit later. But I'm really interested to know, I was just looking at some of the detail here, and I'm just wondering, on your course, how many women were there on the course itself? Was it mainly men, or did you have a good mix?
No, it was a decent mix. I would say maybe 40% of them or so, around this figure, that was female. And not just female, it was active, because you would see them in class so active, asking questions. They're always there and updated. So it was quite active females in the course.
Yeah, it's just sometimes you associate an MBA, and I wonder if a lot of women are put off from it because they sometimes think it's a male-dominated type of course. So I just was interested to look at some of the information about the women and just your experience. How about on your course, Rami?
The same. I think we have around 30-40% of the course are females.
Wow.
From the business self, although we have a housewife with us. She has been out of the business for a while and she wants to come back to the market, and she started doing the MBA trying to catch up what she missed, yeah.
So this is, this is as much a brush up on skills, I suppose, in that particular instance. So let me go back to the jack of all trades thing for a moment there. When you were preparing for this, and you said you specialised in marketing and sales, Mutasim, when you jumped into the MBA and realised there was an awful lot more to running a business, I know clearly in the back of your mind you want to start Innovest ME off. Did it make you think, hold on a minute, have I bitten off more than I can chew going into business myself? Can I handle this HR strategy? Can I get my head around the legal aspects? Or did it fine-tune you and put you in the right direction?
I would say that we always expect a bit more than reality from ourselves. I mean, you always think that you can do everything, it will be going well. It was a reality check for me also when we started having the MBA, because, as you said, it showed that there are lots of things that you have to get hold of. And when you start digging deep more into the practical part of the courses where they shared with you cases, or you start getting cases and you try to analyze, you start seeing that these are written cases, but it was complicated. How would it be in real life when you physically going to be able to take it forward? So yes, but at the same time, when you see the information, or you see the different topics that you need to work on, it helps you to at least absorb what is real life. What are you going to see out there?
And you think, I can do this. I got this.
Yes. In a way. In a way.
So I can see that in your eyes. In a way. The honest answer.
Yeah.
We're talking to alumnus of the University of Manchester Middle East Centre's MBA program, Mutasim Mortaz. He's a business buyer at Innovest ME, plus current student, Rami Al-Gamal, senior project manager at Amana Steel Buildings. We're going to talk more about MBAs and the masterclasses, who should attend, the cost as well, I suppose, is something else we need to cover. Plus, question in from Ronan, we'll come to just after the break. I'm seeking to do an MBA to change career. Currently a primary teacher. How does that work? We'll answer that next.
This is Education Matters.
Education Matters.
On Drive Live.
We have the alumnus of the program. We're talking about the University of Manchester Middle East Centre. Mutasim Mortaz is with us. He's now a business partner at Innovest ME, plus current student, Rami Al-Gamal, senior projects manager at Amana Steel Buildings. He's done a year of the course, into his second year of the MBA. We've been talking about what difference an MBA makes, why you would jump into doing something like that. There are really three reasons, guys, from what we... three generally accepted reasons. The first of those, career acceleration. The second being career switch, and the third to become more entrepreneurial. Those are the generally accepted researched reasons why you would do an MBA. The network that you perhaps gain is an additional bonus on top of that. We're trying to answer Ronan's question, so it'd be interesting to get your thoughts first of all, Remy. I know your 2 out of 3 ain't bad there. Ronan says, good evening, seeking to do an MBA to change career, currently a primary teacher. Does this apply and possible to do an MBA with Manchester Business School? I guess, obviously, yes, you can do an MBA, but just run us through. For you, it's very much about a switch in a career, stepping up a gear, if you like, and an acceleration.
Yeah, it's a mix of the acceleration and switching the career.
Yeah.
Currently, I'm managing the business from construction perspective. We are managing directly operations of construction. If I'm saying that I'm accelerating my career, moving up into my company, into business management, that's kind of switch from engineering construction to business administration type of career. So yes, it does help because you get, as Mu'tasim said before, you get a taste of everything. You know what's the finance about, what's the economy, economics about, what's the HR about. So you start having a touch that you really can manage a company or run a business through having this.
And I suppose maybe you have a unique perspective for Ronan, Mu'tasim, in that yours was very much about, I suppose, a career switch and also becoming more entrepreneurial.
Yeah, that's correct. The only point that I just need to also add is it doesn't mean that you got an MBA. This means tomorrow I can resign and shift my sure. career on the spot. You still need to put the work and you still need to put the effort in order to take it forward. Part of it is network. If you're, as Ronald is, more in the teacher industry, his network most probably would be still within the teacher. He needs to step up and look at what is the network of the industry he wants to go in. Because as building your network down there, one, you're going to get noticed, so hence you'll be able to move quite easily from there. Second, it's also some sort of a check for you to know, is this an industry I would like to be in or not? Because sometimes we see movies and we think of a certain way of an industry, but in reality, when you start working with your own hands and roll up your sleeve, you will be like, oh, why don't I go back to where I am? So it's good to always have some sort of a check with the network of the industry you're intending to go through. And maybe the MBA would help you to just step into this network from the different events that they do.
And one of the things they do and focus on is blended learning, this fact that you do the course, but you're also still working in industry. Have you found that to be helpful? Instead of completely leaving a job, you're still working in an industry, but you're learning other things through the course.
Yeah, at the end of the day, somebody needs to pay the bills. So we still need to be working as we're doing our MBA because of the commitments that you would have. So it's the right mix. I mean, if I had the chance to go full time, just literally not doing anything except studying and attending coursing, it would be the best thing in the world. But again, as you're doing your MBA after 7 or 8 years of your working career, so hence you cannot really cut your career and just say, I'm going to take a year or two off to study. So how to blend it and the mix that an MBA program will give you to blend your work and your studying is quite important.
Yeah, and you can add to that also that if you're doing it while still on the job, you can implement immediately and do your projects on your current career and what you're doing, which really helps a lot also while doing the MBA.
And Rami, you know, talking about paying the bills, we need to get down to it. How much does a course like this cost?
The roughly cost, speaking, roughly is around 150,000 dirhams.
Okay, and that takes you throughout the years that you do it. So.
Yes, you pay it, I think, over 4 or 5 installments, so it's not...
Okay.
Do you know what interests me about you two guys here? The fact is you've stepped up and done it, which is kind of a unique qualification in and of itself, I think. Because what you made very clear, Mu'tasim, was the fact that it's not the golden ticket. This is not about getting a free ride. It's not as though you're going to get a job which will pay off that 150,000 dirhams immediately. But it is an investment in your career. But the ethic that you have for work, you need to have in the first place, don't you? You've got to have that to have the drive to do this.
100%. If you're not intended to really put the effort and the work, both in your MBA and also afterwards, where you're upscaling your own attitude or skills or network, yeah, it will not work. It will be as if it's an investment that has been paid, but it didn't pay back to you anything. So you really have to put the work in during the MBA and afterwards in order for it to pay off what you're expecting.
They're doing the masterclasses. The University of Manchester are holding these masterclasses, and there's quite a few of them. You can register for them online, but they are free, and they have interesting subjects like venture capital and private equity, beyond individual choice in the sharing economy. So these are free taster sessions, and it gives you an idea of what an MBA course might look like, what it might feel like, the kinds of people you might be doing it alongside. Did either of you two attend anything like this to give you a chance before you did the course itself?
Yeah, I have attended one of them. It's like a small taste of what you do. You meet the real teaching staff coming from abroad, and you get the taste for the network, the people around you, and what really the course is about. So it's not just a media or an advertisement thing.
And the one today is turning operations strategy into a formidable competitive weapon.
I like the sound of that.
I really like this. For some reason, I see an archer, and I'm sure it's not that, but that's on, I think that's on tonight, isn't it? Then tomorrow there's venture capital and private equity, and next week at the weekend, a couple of weekends away, beyond individual choice in the sharing economy. So all the time we've got, unfortunately, just to finish with a text in from Faisal. Says, hi guys, did my engineering degree in aerospace engineering and an MBA and with engineering pathway from the University of Manchester. Faisal just has a big thumbs up, so that's a nice thing, I think. Current student, Rami Al-Gamal, senior projects manager at Amana Steel Buildings. Nice to see you, Rami. All the best.
Thank you
for coming in.
Really good time.
And also Mortasim Mortez from Innovest ME, business partner at the company, an alumnus of the program. Mortasim, nice to meet you too. Thank you.
I enjoyed chatting with you. Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.